Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
Let's stay with another community in Soshanguve. This time, it's a community that is unhappy with the Department of Basic Education in Gauteng. On the line with us is Pizo Molemane, who's our reporter, has been working on the story for a while. Pizo, thank you so much for making time for us. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Pumera, and good evening to the listeners.
Pizo, I want us to take us. I want you to take us to the very beginning of the story of this community that finds itself with children who are registered at a school that doesn't exist.
Indeed, Pumera, the name of the ghost school, allow me to say ghost school, is called Klipfontein Secondary. Now, Pumera, during an online application period last year, parents alleged that a perception was created that this Klipfontein Secondary School already exists. The parent then agreed that the school can accommodate their learners, grade 8 learners. They went through the processes, and then more than 600 learners, pupils, were given space at the school. Now, Pumelo, this was around, that period, September, October, November.
Yes.
And then December, parents, go on to say that there was also information regarding uniform. Mm-hmm. Like the department went as far as communicating the uniform requirements at the school.
Mm-hmm.
And the parents did that. They bought the uniform. And now come January. They were called, and then a meeting took place at a nearby school called, Soshanguve East Secondary.
Yes.
Soshanguve East Secondary School, yes. The meeting was there in a hall,
mm-hmm.
and parents were told about the good news about the school, and then they were excited. And then when the school reopened, and then they were concerned to say, but where's the school?
Mm.
You took us even to the side of the school saying that there will be structures, mobile classroom and like, but so far nothing is happening.
Mm-hmm.
And then sadly, the parents alleged that they were told that that wall that we've been having meetings in,
mm-hmm.
is going to be the school.
Mm-hmm.
So where we are, Pumelo, I mean, we when we received this, Kaya News, we went to Soshanguve,
mm.
and then we met the parents. And
mm.
the parents you met, Pumelo, were frustrated,
mm.
Say believing that, the department deceived them, making them to do something that they did not intend to do.
Mm.
And then people agreeing that the department lied to them, but this is unusual or, outrageously strange, Pumelo.
Mm-hmm. I mean, as you are saying, what was the response by the department, Pizo, when you engaged the department on all of this?
Immediately, Pumelo, after, going to Soshanguve on Thursday,
mm.
We were taken to an open field,
mm.
where, they were promised that these are temporary measures, will be a temporary school, mobile classroom and such. But when we were there, there was nothing. All we could see there was the site being unkept and, with the left to grass for a long time. And then, it even dated there. And then we went to the department, tried to find out the department.
Mm-hmm.
The department is not disputing this.
Mm-hmm.
That the teaching of more than 400 grade 8 pupils,
mm-hmm.
In a hall is a temporary measure.
Mm-hmm.
But the department, will come on to say that, they're under pressure to accommodate a growing number of pupils in the province.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Pizo, I've got a parent on the line, but I mean, as far as the department is concerned, they are under a lot of pressure. Any deadlines, though? Have they given themselves a deadline by when the school will be up?
Not yet. They haven't at all, Pumelo. There's not even information with regard to when will be perhaps maybe the first brick on the ground, or when will there be, when will mobile classrooms be, you know, distributed to the school, you know, Pamela. But the sad part is this wall is just apparently an undivided hall whereby I think there are close to five classes, five to six classes of grade eight, like grade A, grade 8A, B, C, D, E, F, you know, all in that hall, undivided, and then just the groups of learners, you know, divided in an open space.
Well, I really appreciate you bringing the story to us. Pito Molimane there, our reporter. I want to touch base with a parent, Joyce Njoku, who's on the line with us this evening. Njoku, thank you so much for your time. Good evening.
Good evening, Pimelo. How are you, my sister?
Well, I'm well. We've just heard from our reporter, Pito Molimane. Just maybe give us from your side as the parents, if you've gotten a response from the department, and what did they promise to give you?
This morning, as parents from Soshanguve Klerkfontein Secondary School, we arranged a transport and we went to Johannesburg. We went to MEC offices. When we arrived there, we were told that Mr. Matome Chilwan is not there. No one in the MEC office is there. So we were asked to wait while they check who can come and attend to us. Then they brought to us Mr. Reginald Mokalapa. So Mr. Reginald Mokalapa, he told us that he's an acting, I don't know, acting director, but he's in the infrastructure. So he knew about our matter, but he, like all of them, they were just telling us about the pressure, this and that, how many satellite school in how we can, there are so many, I don't know, there were lots of stories. But finally he said to us, no, he was supposed to attend a meeting at 10:30 with the CFO. Then he went there, and when he came back, he came with a lady, I just forgot her name, who's the director. And then they said, he said to us that he will leave, he will go with us, accompany us to go back to Soshanguve so that he can go and see the school and everything. And then he wanted to have a meeting with the principal of the school that is hosting us so that he can ask her to let them put the mobile containers at their sports field ground.
Why not the area that was earmarked for the school?
Reason being, that area still needs to be cleared because it's a bush, it's very bushy. So now then, okay, fine. He came with us, he accompanied us. The three of the parents were with him in the car. The others will remain with our, we came back with the Quantum, the transport that we used to go there. So then when we reached, the three accompanied him to go and speak to the principal. And he also went to the hall to see everything there, and they even took him to the field. So what they said to us is that starting from tomorrow, they will start with this issue of mobile containers. They want to put them in the sports field. So while they are busy clearing that area where our children's school was supposed to be temporarily when they are building. So then he promised that when the school opens, at least our kids will have a place to attend. It won't be a hall anymore, but still they are still in that Soshanguve East High School, not in the place where we were promised that that's where they're going to put them while they're still building their school.
As parents, does that satisfy you?
We are not satisfied because this is not what we were promised, you understand me? We were not promised. This is not what we were promised from the beginning. And then again, what frustrates more is that we had to go there today? What if we never went? Who would have come and told us this is what we are planning? The fact that we forced and we went there, that's when this we were told about this. But ask yourself, if we just folded our hands and said, no, we are still waiting for Mr. Madome, it means by now, today, at this time, we'll still be frustrated, not knowing what is the way forward in this matter.
Well, I thank you very much for talking to us, Joyce Njoku. I want to play you a response that we got from Basic Education in Gauteng. We did reach out to them and they sent us this note.
Kaya Talk.
Kaya Talk.
How much more?
On the street.
Information does anybody need?
On the air.
Steve Mabona, Gauteng Education spokesperson. Well, as the department, we wish to confirm that we are aware about what the parents are raising in the said school, and we plead for patience. We've been engaging the parents just to make them understand on the latest developments, because our priority was that the children must be in a class, be taught, and while we are finalizing the process of making sure that they have their own classes and their own space where they will be learning. So Gauteng, we are pressured, we are overwhelmed. That's why we're introducing satellite schools. We are, you know, adding classes by making sure that schools build their own classes because we provide finances to them. We have a partnership with GIFA where we are building about 18 schools. We have started with 5 and we'll be delivering about 7 schools, which will be coming from the Department of Infrastructure, and adding mobile units in schools that can accommodate mobile units so that we can alleviate the pressure. So we just plead for patience from the parents. We should be in a position to address this matter in due course.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.